Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like it's going to be another challenging day for local investors on Monday, with the futures suggesting that the ASX 200 will kick off with a loss of around 0.75%. The futures, as you can see here, they finished around their lowest levels of the after-hour session at the weekend, reflecting what was another spirited sell-off as far as US markets were concerned in particular. So the NASDAQ finished with a very conspicuous loss of 2.7%. So in weekly terms, that took the index down by 7.6%. It was the worst outcome since October 2020 in weekly terms. The S&P 500 finished with a loss of almost 2%. In weekly terms, it was down by 5.7%. So its worst outcome since March 2020 in weekly terms. And the Dow Jones was down by 1.3% on the day. And in weekly terms, it was its 4.6% decline that stood out. That was the third consecutive weekly decline for the Dow, and suffering its worst decline since March 2020 as well. So it's probably a little easy to understand when you consider the reason behind the trepidation or the concern on the part of investors more broadly. This week brings with it arguably one of the more important risk hurdles in recent times, and that is the US Federal Reserve's policy setting meeting. Even though the US Fed has been explicit in saying that they won't move on rates until February, there is heightened concern amongst investors that they could move preemptively this week. So that makes it easier to understand why you're seeing these equity markets as volatile as they have been. So the interesting thing is that we actually saw a bit of an easing when it came to long-term interest rates over the course of the last couple of days of last week, Friday in particular, but equity markets weren't necessarily taking their cues from bonds on that specific occasion. They are just firmly focused on this coming week in broad terms, because not only do you have a US Fed meeting midweek, you've also got the GDP figures for the December quarter coming in on Thursday. And then on Friday, you have got a couple of measures of inflation as well. You've got the employment cost index, and you've also got the measure of inflation that's tied to what workers earned and spent over the course of the last month, which is the preferred measure that the US Fed uses when it's calibrating its interest rate expectations. So an incredibly important week for the US in that respect in terms of economic news. That doesn't mean that we're out of the woods on economic news, because tomorrow, again, arguably the most important outcome since last Thursday, with the employment figures, which are very strong, but we'll be looking at the December quarter inflation number. So even though we're expecting that the underlying rate of inflation will be within the range of 2 to 3% for the RBA's preferred measure of underlying inflation, the trimmed mean, there's still plenty of scope for upward surprises when it comes to this number. So that's another reason why local investors are on tenterhooks at the moment. So the Aussie dollar is trading at around 71.7 US cents at the moment. There's plenty of scope for the currency to be the canary in the coal mine when it comes to expectations around interest rate moves. So if, for example, a hawkish or dovish commentary from the Fed on Wednesday will influence where the Aussie is, but it'll be tomorrow's inflation numbers that will be the key determinant of where the Australian dollar goes in the near term.